And to do different sorts of shows, they're not really at Channel 4. You know, the big, shiny, floored Saturday night shows, they're not there. So the BBC, what's really appealing about the BBC is you get kind of the best of all worlds in that they've got the, you know, ITV, they're very good at the shiny floor Saturday shows, but they don't really have the edgier, kind of naughtier late night comedy things. So the BBC's got all of that. So that seemed like a happier place to go.
If you read the cuttings from the period, and for the first year after you went, there's a kind of persistent comment that somehow that neither you nor the BBC could find out what you really wanted to do. Was that really true, or was that just journalists?
No, well, it was the BBC making, I don't know why they did this, they were so keen to make the announcement that I'd signed the deal, that the minute I signed it, they announced the deal. They knew that I was then going away for a year. I was going to America to do a series for Channel 4 and then another series for Comedy Central. So I was going to be even in the country for about 10 months. And that's when the contract probably kicked in, but I had signed before I went. So it did look like, where did he go? I thought he was on, you know, he's not on any tech. So that's where that came from. Once I was back, then I was on telly pretty fast.
Did you have a clear idea of what you wanted to do? Would you imagine the Lloyd Webber shows? Would you imagine the dream of your Eurovision? I mean, are these things that you, in your mind's eye you had wanted to do?
No. I mean, it's incredibly nice to be involved in a hit. There's nothing nicer than hosting or touching or even watching a hit show. And I've been very lucky, you know, the chat has done very well over the years. And so to find myself in those Andrew Webber shows is a miracle and really terrific. And we always say there isn't going to be any more. He always says there isn't going to be any more. He's now starting to kind of say maybe there will. But it maybe won't be the BBC, so I'll just be an audience member.
BBC seems to be in a kind of troubled state at the moment. It seems to have perhaps lost its way, or maybe broadcasting has lost its way, but there is a real sense that somehow that certainty that the corporation used to evince and being at the heart of the whole of British broadcasting is perhaps quite not so certain.
I feel bad for the BBC. I feel the BBC is under siege at the moment. And there's no one to defend it. I can say what I like about it. And people who don't like people say, well, he would say that, he works there. Truly, if I was still at Channel 4, I would still want to defend the BBC. I think we should all want to defend the BBC. You know, I think it was Alan Bennett said this country has two great institutions, the NHS and the BBC, and we don't appear to value either of them. There's two things. One is, I think the BBC will always be attacked by whoever's in government. Not because of bias, but it's almost that George Bush thing of, if you're not with us, you're against us. So in fact, they're attacked for their independence. And the press they like are a Murdoch press who will support the government no matter what rubbish they're doing. They'll go, yeah, that's a good idea, until they change and then they'll go with the new government. So the BBC, I think, is a victim of its own independence. That when they talk about, you know, the license fee, and they're going to go, oh, the BBC spent £50,000 on taxis, they haven't gone round to a pensioner's house and stolen her furniture to sell it for taxis. It's £3 a week each. You know, I would pay that £3 to hear a history of the world and 100 objects. It seems to me one of those programs, a program you like, is good, but that's a pint of beer is £3. It's incredible value. And yes, you know, they want to, I understand that we all pay a license fee and we want to know how it's being spent, and there should be transparency. It does annoy me when the press wants to know precisely what I earn. Just because none of us want to talk about things like that. There is transparency in that the BBC have said what proportion